All right, this is Digital Dave, and you're listening to EAA Radio, and I'm talking to Reno Air Race pilot and aircraft designer extraordinaire, I will throw in there, John Sharp of Nemesis Team. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing fine, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it from all the way from Arizona.
Well, man, I've been to Arizona, and I like Arizona. I've been to Tucson. That's a nice area.
It is. It is. My wife and I moved down here in late September, and we're loving every second of it.
Yeah, dry and hot and flying weather every day.
Yep, yep. Right now we're having what they call monsoon time.
Oh, yes.
So, we have the afternoon thunderstorms, which are awesome, all the lightning and thunder, and that's all pretty darn cool for a guy from Southern California.
Oh, well, you need to come to Pennsylvania. We get lightning and thunder, seriously.
I'll bet.
So, listen, let's talk about Reno Air Racing. What makes a guy want to go take an airplane and do 400 mile an hour, 30 feet off the ground?
Well, I don't know exactly what that specific motivation is. I guess it kind of started, way back when I started racing anything I could find. Excuse me. Tricycles, pedal cars, walk cars, airplanes, race cars, anything I could find. And I got my, I flew RC planes and all that stuff. I got my pilot's license, and really racing airplanes never really occurred to me. But I wanted to buy an airplane, have something to fly rather than rent. And I was getting ready to build a kit. I was going to build a Steen Skybolt, of all things.
That's a pretty airplane.
Yeah, they're great airplanes. But, open cockpit biplane, man. How bad can that be? So I had just bought the plan, and I was starting to gather up and thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be like a 20-year project. So a friend of mine that I worked with building sailplanes in Albuquerque back in the 70s, he said, hey, there's a little home-built plane that I share hangar with that's for sale. I go, oh, cool. Well, I want to see it. And he said, well, it's a Cassett. I go, well, I don't know what a Cassett is. And he goes, well, it's a racer. And I went, racer?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so I bought that plane and flew it for some years before I finally started racing it. It was just kind of a growth in thing. So, but to escalate to what we're doing, what we've been doing with the NXT and the speeds and the technology and all the things that go with that is amazing. It's been a 30-year road, 30-plus years of walking down this road of growing and going faster and learning how to race and what to do and how to make a plane go faster. So it's been a long evolution. I guess I could sum it up though real quickly. Someone asked me, he said, well, why would you want to do this? And I said, well, I fell off of a ladder one time when I was young and bonked my head, and that probably jarred that into me.
That's all it took, huh?
That's the short answer. So you had the long answer before, now you've got the short answer.
Okay, so you had quite a successful career with the Cassett, however you pronounce
that. Cassett, uh-huh.
And then you finally, realized, okay, I just can't push this design any further.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So now you said, time to make my own.
Well, the Cassett was a great, great airplane designed by a gentleman named Tom Cassett. And we called that the leading edge of 1950s technology. And it was designed in the 50s for the Goodyear races, actually maybe even the 40s. But anyway, so we evolved that airplane all along and learned what we could learn, put a new wing on it, developed engine stuff. And we did, we hit that wall where it just wasn't going to go any faster. So we thought, well, let's take a bold leap into the 80s.
Okay.
Technology.
I would say you went a little further than 80s.
Yeah. Well, Nemesis was incredibly successful and a wonderful airplane. And it was there in the EAA Museum for, I think, 3 years before it went to its final home in the Smithsonian while they were building the new museum there. And there's some days that I wish so badly that I had that airplane back.
So you could just take it out for a quick hop?
Exactly. I'd love to go out there to the Smithsonian guys and say, hey, you know, let me give you a $20 bill and let me take this thing for a little spin, you know.
You should do that. You should show up with a claim check.
I like it.
And say, I'll take this airplane, please.
That's a great idea. I think that's an awesome idea because, you know, a couple of former Formula One competitors had asked, you know, well, what did you do with that engine that was in it? Because it was a very special Continental 200.
Right.
And I said, well, it's in it. And they said, what? And I said, yeah, our engine builder, Jack Wells, God rest his soul, when we were retiring the airplane, I said, well, Jack, what do you want us to do with this engine? And he kind of thought for a minute, said, just leave it in it. So well, we did.
Yeah, because he gets some pride of being able to say that's his engine in the Smithsonian.
Absolutely. And, you know, the conversations were, well, do we take it out, make a coffee table out of it? Do we take it out, go donate it to the, you know, Pacific Ocean? You know, what do we do?
Oh, no, I like the what happened to it.
Yeah,
best.
It is, you know, that plane, as it sat there in the EA Museum, which is an awesome museum. It's got to be one of the best ones on the planet.
It's really got a great selection of stuff.
Oh, my God, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And anyway, it was so cool, you know, because just the way we flew it at Reno, we flew it for the last flight at Oshkosh, and then we pushed it over to the museum just exactly as it was when it won its last championship.
Well, I remember watching you do some speed runs here.
Yep. Those were a blast. I'll tell you, those were really, really fun times, and they were so much fun that we decided to just go ahead and do that with the NXT back in 2008, and it was awesome.
The thing that amazed me is you hear the normal sound of a propeller engine, then you hear these aerobatic guys, and you know they're pushing the RPMs up, and then you came by. I'm like, whoa, he's really pushing some RPMs out of that engine.
Yeah, the Formula One, we turned that thing over 4,000 RPM.
Wow, that is screaming.
It was 4,400.
Whoa.
Those numbers were classified, five, 6 years ago.
I don't doubt it. Meanwhile, the engine builder was going, oh, please hold together.
It was great.